Hi there, this is John from the freegiftfromgod.com podcast. Today I'm continuing on with this session and this section that I'm doing on walking with Jesus, and I'm looking specifically at faith. Now, I know that I've covered faith in earlier sessions, but today I want to look at trying to understand what faith is and to learn why it was that God chose faith to underpin our relationship and our salvation with him. So in overview, this session is about faith is the thing that underpins our relationship with Jesus Christ and God the Father. God established the processes and mechanisms for salvation, and he chose to base it upon faith and not anything else. Unlike the law, which is based upon works, faith is not based upon us doing anything. It's all about believing. And this session today is intended to help us see why God chose this route and just exactly what faith is and what it is not. So the first scripture I want to take a look at is over in Hebrews chapter 11. I just want to look at one verse here, but you'll find that throughout Hebrews 11, we will cover a few other verses here, it's quite often referred to as being the faith chapter. So Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." This is the beginning of faith. The beginning is to believe that God first exists, and second, he rewards those who seek him and believe in him. How does he reward those who have faith? By proving his existence to them in a way that they can understand, and then by being with them to teach them the ways of God that lead to salvation and eternal life. And we see in this verse also that faith is the key. It is essential to have faith, because without faith you cannot receive the gifts of God and you cannot please him. Faith underpins all of the gifts and blessings of God, and thus it's important to believe to receive. The next scripture, still in Hebrews chapter 11, is verse 1. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." In Christ, we are hoping for salvation and life. We hope for the blessings of God that will lift us up and allow us to live in this world without fear of death. This is the hope of salvation. And it is faith that assures us that our hopes are real and not in vain. Faith provides the conviction that we will receive the things we are hoping for in Jesus Christ. Faith is the power that enables us to receive the blessings of God promised to us in grace. The third scripture I want to look at is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. "So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Faith is active and intertwined with hope and with love, as this verse shows us. Hope is what carries us forward to receive God's gifts. Love is what allows us to live in harmony with God and his people, and faith allows us to hold on to the hope and to grow into the love of God. These things are inseparable, and all three are necessary to walk fully in Jesus Christ. Love is the greatest of these three, because love is the only thing that lasts forever and goes on into eternity. But for now we need faith, because we do not yet see the fullness of the kingdom of God, and we need hope to lift us out of this world. When the kingdom of God is finally established, and when Jesus again reigns on this earth, then faith and hope will not be required, but until that time, they are necessary. In Hebrews chapter 11, back into Hebrews chapter 11, verses 3 to 4 and verses 7 to 8 say these things. "By faith we understand that the world was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he received approval as righteous, God bearing witness by accepting his gifts. He died, but through his faith he is still speaking." And then in verses 7 and 8 it says, "By faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, took heed and constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was to go." So faith is believing what we cannot see. Faith is believing that the impossible is possible with God. In these verses we see these statements made and shown through examples. The first verses tell us about, of all things, atomic theory, something that would not be discovered until some 1900 years after these statements were written. What is seen was made out of things that do not appear. Now, they couldn't have known those things back then. Even now, we can barely see molecules and atoms with the most powerful microscopes we've got. But back then, impossible. So, through faith, the disciples who wrote this, who wrote these words, knew that things were made out of things that do not appear. And in the rest of these verses, we see people do the impossible, and yet their results, their outcomes and actions become possible through faith in God. Consider Noah, who had faith to build the ark, when the very thought of such a devastating flood could only have been the stuff of nightmares. And yet he trusted God and had faith in him to prepare for the unseen destruction of the world. In Galatians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, we see these words. We ourselves, who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet who know that a man is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law shall no one be justified. Justification, which means to be made righteous in the sight of God, does not come through doing the works of the law. The law cannot make a person righteous, it cannot make a person holy, because it's based upon works that the person does when it is approached on the basis of works and not on the basis of faith. Only God can make a person righteous, and that is achieved by faith in Jesus Christ. Justification is based upon faith alone, and without faith in Jesus Christ, we cannot be made righteous or holy or be justified in the sight of God, for justification comes from him. Just as God declared Abraham righteous through faith when Abraham believed God, so too God declares us righteous and justifies us by our faith in Jesus Christ. All of the promises of God come by faith and not by the law or not by works of the law. In Romans 4, verses 16 to 25, we see these things. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told. So shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith, when he considered his own body, which is as good as dead, or because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. But the words it was reckoned to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him that raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification. So faith is the means by which we are reckoned righteous in the eyes of God. It is by faith that we are made righteous when, like Abraham, we too believe what God has promised. Abraham believed the promise of God when he told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Even though Sarah was barren and past the age of menopause, and Abraham was nearing 100 years old, Abraham did not waver in faith or distrust God, but believed that what God said, he would and could do. So too, we believe what would to most people seem an impossibility when we accept that God has allowed us to take the death of Jesus Christ as our own, and through his death we die to sin, die to the law, and we die to this world and are recreated as new creations, no longer bound by law and sin, and standing righteous before God through Jesus Christ by faith. We believe in what God has achieved and what he has done through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So faith is believing the word of God and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God can and will do what he promises. James chapter 1 verse 6 says these words, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. So faith is being strong in what we believe and not allowing doubts to destroy our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ and the words of God. Doubt will kill faith because it takes away the power of faith to save us. Consider the time when Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water to Jesus. And if you want to read it, that's in Matthew 14 verses 25 to 33. While his faith held in the promise of Jesus to walk on the water to him, Peter stayed on top of the water. But when he looked around in fear and doubt as the winds blew, he began to sink. It was doubt that destroyed Peter's faith and caused him to begin to sink. But it was also faith that caused Peter to immediately call out to the Lord to save him from drowning. This is why we are encouraged to hold fast to our faith, so that we too can metaphorically walk on water and not sink. So let's be assured of the truth of the words of Jesus Christ and hold fast to our faith and not doubt. In Matthew 21, verse 22, these words are found. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. So here's a promise that gives us hope. If we doubt the Lord, what can we truly expect to receive from him? If we ask him for something, but then doubt, will he answer our prayers? As Hebrews 11, verse 1 tells us, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. So when we pray in hope and believe in faith that the Lord hears us and answers our prayers, then we shall receive whatever it is we ask him for. Without faith that the Lord will answer your prayers, then you cannot expect to receive anything. But when you ask in faith with no doubting, then he will provide for your requests and your needs. He may not provide an answer in exactly the way that we think, but he promised he will give us the answers we need when we need them. The last verse I want to look at is Mark 9, verse 23. And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." So finally, we see faith is the power that allows us to receive all the gifts of God and be able to conquer in all things as we walk with and in Jesus Christ. There is no if in Jesus, as this verse shows us. When we say, "if you can," we're showing doubt in the ability of God to do whatever we ask of him. But faith says all things are possible to him who believes. When we hold fast our faith in Jesus Christ, knowing without doubt that he can do anything, then all things indeed are possible. Any mountain can be moved. Water can be walked on if necessary. The sick can be healed and the dead raised if it is in the will of God. And you can be saved from this evil world into the salvation and joy of the kingdom of God through faith in Jesus Christ. All things are possible to those who have faith. So here's a couple of questions just to think about. Do you see what faith is now and understand the importance of faith in seeking God? Do you understand that it's by faith alone that we receive the promises of God? And have you allowed doubts to affect your faith and prevent you from receiving the promises of God? A quick call to action. Believe right now that God is able to do anything in your life and will do it when you ask him in faith. Look up the sections on the faith of Abraham and read it through to understand the depths of his faith. In particular, have a look at Romans chapter 4. Read the section where Peter walked on water and see how his faith allowed him to walk on water and then how his doubt caused him to sink. And that's in Matthew 14, verses 25 to 33. A quick prayer point. Spend a few moments in prayer now to seek the Lord and ask him how to strengthen your faith through this new knowledge you have. Ask him to help you to see the fullness of the faith and to relinquish any doubts you have that are holding you back from receiving all the promises of God. So that's it for this session. In the next session, I'm going to continue on with the important subject of faith as we look specifically and in more detail at righteousness by faith, because that's the one that's critical to us. So until next time, this is John from the freegiftfromgod.com podcast signing off and wishing you a good week in the week ahead in the name of the Lord.